Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 3rd. Happy Missions Monday. We are trekking along in the Old Testament and today we're in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Then we'll move over to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. And we're in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 today. I'll be reading from the Message paraphrase. Now listen, Israel. Listen carefully to the rules and regulations I am teaching you to follow, so that you may live and enter and take possession of the land that God, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Don't add a word to what I command you, and don't remove a word from it. Keep the commands of God, your God, that I am commanding you. You saw with your own eyes what God did at Baal Peor, how God destroyed from among you every man who joined in the Baal Peor orgies. But you, the ones who held tight to God, your God, are alive and well, every one of you today. Pay attention. I'm teaching you the rules and regulation that God commanded me, so that you may live by them in the land you are entering to take up ownership. Keep them, practice them. You'll become wise and understanding. When people hear and see what's going on, they'll say, "What a great nation, so wise, so understanding. We've never seen anything like it." Yes. What other great nation has gods that are intimate with them in the way God, our God, is with us, always ready to listen to us? And what other great nation has rules and regulations as good and fair as the revelation I am setting before you today? Don't let your heart wander off. Stay vigilant as long as you live. Teach what you've seen and heard to your children and grandchildren. This passage is a part of Moses' speech to Israel before they enter into the Promised Land. Now you remember that Moses will not be able to go in with them, but he is giving them advice and reminders about who God is and how they should act. First, he reminds them to obey God's word. When the people did not obey God and they went after the Baal, bad things happened, but those who held tightly to God are alive and well, the scripture says. He also reminds them that when they act in accordance with God's word, they will be a witness to the nations. Their closeness to God will make them stand out, and the other nations around them will begin to say, "This is a wise and understanding nation. We've never seen anything like it." And then there's the reminder from Moses to pass down the faith. The people must guard their hearts and they must remember what God has done for them. And not only should they remember, but they should teach their children what God has done, which is a good reminder for us. What has God done in your life? And are you talking to your children about this? Wayne preached on Sunday night a couple of weeks ago at the Brook, and he told his testimony. And Webb said, "I didn't know all of that story. Perhaps share your testimony with a little one in your life." And now we turn to Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. And in the Message paraphrase, it's entitled, "Who Needs a Doctor?" Back in the boat, Jesus and his disciples recrossed the sea to Jesus' hometown. They were hardly out of the boat when some men carried a paraplegic on a stretcher and set him down in front of them. Jesus, impressed by their bold belief, said to the paraplegic, "Cheer up, son, I forgive your sins." Some religious scholars whispered, "Why that blasphemy?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why this gossipy whispering? Which do you think is simpler, to say, 'I forgive your sins,' or 'Get up and walk'? Well, just so it's clear that I'm the Son of Man and authorized to do either or both. At this, he turned to the paraplegic and said, "Get up, take your bed and go home." The man did it. The crowd was awestruck, amazed, and pleased that God had authorized Jesus to work among them this way. Passing along, Jesus saw a man at his work collecting taxes. His name was Matthew. Jesus said, "Come along with me." Matthew stood up and followed him. Later, when Jesus was eating supper at Matthew's house with his close followers, a lot of disreputable characters came and joined them. When the Pharisees saw him keeping this kind of company, they had a fit and lit into Jesus' followers. "What kind of example is this from your teacher, acting cozy with crooks and riffraff?" Jesus, overhearing, shot back, "Who needs a doctor, the healthy or the sick? Go figure out what this scripture means. I'm after mercy, not religion. I'm here to invite outsiders, not coddle insiders." And now from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. "Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and in the eyes of the people." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Who needs a doctor? We all need a doctor. And yet, there are some in our midst who are outsiders, those who just aren't in the in crowd or not in our natural orbit. Ask the Lord today who it is that you could reach out to include them, to remind them that they are children of God, created in His image, and help them today to see the beauty of God on display in relationship, in conversation, and in community. Our memory verse for this week is Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." As I mentioned earlier, today is Missions Monday, and we want to highlight our mission partner, the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary, where Dr. Kelly Hatley went a few weeks ago to preach at one of their conferences. I heard all about it. He had the topic of music and worship. And one of the things that was so different about what Dr. Hatley did is that he preached, but he also gave them practical illustrations. He would run over to the piano and he would teach them a little exercise, and he made it fun. And so if you have any opportunities to talk to Kelly about his experience in the Philippines and how God enabled him to teach and preach, it's really a neat story. If you were in worship yesterday, you got to hear a little from Kelly on this experience. But let us pray alongside the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the fact that we are part of a very big network of believers. We thank you for the Philippines Baptist Theological Seminary and all of the staff and students there. We thank you for Dr. Hatley and his willingness to go and preach and teach. We ask, Lord, for your watch care on them. Continue to grow them and help them. We thank you, Lord, for one another. We thank you for this day, the reminders in your word that you reach out to the downcast and the outsider. Help us as well to do that, and help us to be a people who talk about how you've been working in our lives, especially to children or to youth that are in our sphere of influence. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.